Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Ooh, sometimes I get
time for the vibe check. What's up, guys? It's Moose. It's Breezy. It is Thursday, and we're
checking in. We're seeing how you're doing. All the things.
585-252-9800. You guys can be a part of the show. Let's get over to the text line. See who's here.
Mm-hmm.
Who's knocking at the door?
What are you guys up to? What's everybody doing?
Who's on the toilet?
Well, nobody that we know of just yet. But our friend Becca's here. And she says, good morning. Feeling good today. Vibes are high. Although I feel winter coming day by day. It's supposed to snow on Monday. At least that's what weather.com says.
60% chance of snow on Monday.
What a way to start a week, you know?
Well, listen, we're going to get there eventually, you guys. I mean, it's Rochester, New York. I don't know what you expect to happen. Did you think we were going to make it till spring with no snowfall? And by the way, it's supposed to be a brutal one this winter.
Says who?
The Doppler. Take a look at the colors.
You wouldn't even know how to read a Doppler if it hit you in the face.
If I wasn't in radio, I'd be a meteorologist.
And a meteorologist who fights crime. We're not sure. Olivia's here. She says, sup, Moose and Breeze. Vibes are okay today. My boyfriend and I got in a fight, and I'm spiraling about it.
Sometimes those are the best things.
Oh.
Sit with it. Sit in your feelings. You're going to be just fine.
Moose is like, continue to argue with your partner. Do it.
No. You might find out during this one particular argument that they're not the person for you, in which case, yeah, it would be bad. But on the other hand, you know, you go out and you just get after it.
What is the worst thing that you've ever done during a fight with a significant other? Gone to a strip club, gone ghost.
Oh, no, nothing immature like that. I mean, I've taken all their folded laundry that just came out, and I threw it all over the couch.
He's like, because that's what would really get me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Kayla's here. She says, feeling all right today, but vibes could definitely be better. I'm looking forward to the show to get those up.
My God, you guys. Tomorrow's Friday. Come on. It's payday. Let's get after it.
Yeah, we got to get after it. Well, not for everyone, but for us, for sure. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are good. You know, with the time change, and I don't want to keep talking about it, but yesterday was the first day it actually threw me off because here I am at home and it's pitch dark out. I'm making dinner at like 5:15 and I was like ready for bed by like 7. And I'm like, this is too much.
Literal nightmare.
It was a nightmare. But overall, I feel pretty good.
Amazing. Love that for you.
Everything okay with you?
Yeah, I guess. as good as it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, things are moving along swiftly. Hoping to have everything put away and settled by this Veterans week. Day.
By, yeah, next week.
So that's a good goal. I am excited. I'm feeling hopeful. I had RG&E come out again yesterday. Shout out to my boy Ben. He was the best. And yeah, it was great. I mean, I feel like we fixed the problem, and I'll keep you posted.
That's the best thing, though, is when you have to just stop worrying about something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That bedside itch. You no longer have to scratch it. All right. What? We love it. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. Sometimes I wonder why I even do it, but you're here. We're all ready to go.
Regardless of what Moose says, I do love the engagement. Thank you so much.
Yes, we do too. Coming up on the show, this is why you have to keep your animal or your pet on a leash. We'll talk to you about one postal carrier who was attacked by a dog. And because of that, there's new laws being implemented and changes taking place, all because of her downfall. We'll tell you what happened with that coming up next on the show. It's PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Caller. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 45 for the high today. Rebecca Flanders, who was a postal carrier, was making a delivery to a home in Onondaga County, December 8th, 2018. Now, the home's usual mailbox near the street was knocked down from a snowplow, classic.
Mm-hmm.
So she approached the porch. The door was open. The homeowner greeted her, along with his 70-pound dog that leaped at her, biting into her upper body.
Oh, my God.
It was very traumatic. Her attorney says she was fortunate to get her right shoulder up to keep the dog from going for her neck, and it was clearly out for blood. Very dramatic scene right on the porch.
Oh,
caught
gosh.
On Ring Cam. All she was doing was trying to deliver the mail.
Right.
Rebecca Flanders was left with two very serious injuries, both requiring surgery to reattach the muscle back to some of the bone. So for years, she fought the court system in Syracuse and in Rochester seeking compensation to try and change and protect other postal carriers.
Why Rochester? Why Rochester? Is she like from Rochester? Like,
well,
it happened in Syracuse.
What's that?
It happened in Syracuse.
Right. So there wasn't a lot of luck. So they went trying to change this law from one court system to the other.
Okay, I understand.
And she made a motion to the Court of Appeals, New York's highest court. Now, eventually her team took the case to the New York State Court of Appeals. And the court went back centuries to set in stone to add protection for the actual public. And according to the case law, if someone violates a leash law or a local law requiring animals to be restrained, that could be seen as some evidence of negligence, and it could support a negligence claim. In other words, you might, want to keep a closer eye on your pet and ensure it's leashed in public. We all know what happened to that poor guy and his kid in Canandaigua.
Mm-hmm.
Got attacked on the street by that, I think it was a pit bull. But the defendants in the case have finally settled the lawsuit with their insurance company. It's taken years. The case is no longer pending in the court system, and it has been discontinued. But it took this, this postal carrier and her lawyers to really put this new law in place that makes it a lot more difficult for people to just get a slap on the wrist if their animal attacks somebody, especially a postal carrier.
Right.
Things had to change for the greater good, and in order to do that, this poor Rebecca Flanders had to get attacked by a 70-pound dog.
Yeah, she really took one for the team.
That
in
she
order to
did.
Protect other people, which is obviously horrifying.
Have you ever been attacked by a dog?
No, I've been around dogs attacking.
Yeah,
which isn't fun either because you have to restrain the dog. But It is negligence if you walk around with your dog who is not leashed or restrained whatsoever. And people do it all the time in this city, at dog parks, on the streets. I mean, like you said, we just had that situation in Canandaigua about a year ago. And I mean, you as an owner will be held liable for that. Like, period, point blank. So I don't know if you think, Rufus is the cutest thing ever. Get him on a leash. Dogs are unpredictable. I've said it once. I'll say it again.
His dog's name. Don't mess with dogs. Dog's name was Murdoch.
Right.
The only time.
Not to be confused with Murdaugh.
My buddy in high school had a huge dog. His name was Bear. I don't know what happened.
Why did?
Sorry.
Nope, I'm cutting you off. Sorry. Why do we feel the need to name dogs the names of other animals? Why do we do it?
I mean,
this is my dog Reptile.
if you saw the dog, it would make sense. The thing was huge. And we loved Bear. And I remember it was my senior year of high school, and I went over there like I always do, and I walked in the front door, and the thing lunged at me.
Nope.
Grabbed a hole, punctured the skin in my arm.
Nope.
There's blood all over the floor, and I'm not being dramatic.
Nope.
And I had to go get a shot, and his parents were like, "Dude, we can pay for that." I was like, "You should. Oh, that would be great."
They had to actually.
I'm a senior in high school. I don't have a dollar to my name.
They amputated my arm, so.
Yeah, coming up on the show, you guys. It is painful. It's confusing. It's one of the most important lessons you'll ever learn in life. But eventually, we all have to do it. And the tricky part is, no one really tells you what to do next. We'll tell you what it is coming up after the break on PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. You know, this is something that a lot of people struggle with. But it's also one of the most important lessons you'll ever learn. How do you let go of someone who used to mean everything to you, right? Some people deal with breakups in all the wrong ways. Doesn't have to be a romantic partner.
Yeah.
Could be the death of a loved one or a friendship that comes to an end because, I don't know, maybe it just ran its course, you know? Some people deal with breakups, I do know, a lot differently than others. Kind of like this girl on TikTok yesterday. So, you know, that's just a small suggestion, if I may. Don't be this girl. I opened up TikTok, and it's the very first video that popped up on my timeline. Dealing with a breakup. How many takes do you think it took her to do just that? You know what I'm saying?
I would hope just one, but I don't know that woman.
Had to set up a ring light, really capture the moment. It's a little embarrassing to say the least,
mm-hmm.
because it's not genuine. But I want to get into this because some people do deal with these things better than others. But eventually we all go through heartache. We all go through breakups. And I think it's important to talk about because when you lose someone that meant everything to you, sometimes the number one thing you want to do is figure out how to stop hurting and move on. It's a terrible feeling.
Right.
I've been through it so many times that I'm officially numb.
I fear that's an issue, but I'm not a therapist. I can't diagnose.
Well, that's why I'm in therapy. But I fear a lot of younger adults or teens going through loss, especially if it's your first breakup, isn't just, oh, we broke up. It's devastating. I mean, you feel like your world has stopped. The emotional fallout is real.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's worse today than ever before. But the question is, why is that?
What do you mean it's worse today than ever before?
I feel like breakups are more difficult for younger adults today than they ever have been.
Yeah, because, and I'll tell you exactly why, it's actually a Sam Hunt song, funny enough. When you broke up with someone in the 90s, in the 80s, mm-hmm. you never had to see that person again.
Right.
Unless you ran into them at the grocery store or at church. But there is no, they're not easily and readily available to you
like
at your
now.
Fingertips, at every move, where they're going, who they're with, whether it be location services, Instagram followings, Snapchat street counts. You can know so much about that person that you no longer are supposed to know anything about, and people become obsessed.
Yeah, too many
they
people.
Become obsessed.
Too many people are just available to one another today. It's crazy. I mean, if you're a younger individual facing this for the first time, you're not alone. I mean, it's okay to admit it hurts because it does. But I was reading this study yesterday, and it showed that anyone from the ages of 16 to 25, for whatever reason, breakups can trigger brain responses similar to trauma. I get that. More now than ever before. And that's why I was asking, well, why? Because breakups don't just end a relationship. I mean, I feel like they threaten a sense of who you are. You know what I mean? Because that person, when you're with them long enough, starts
to become your identity.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong. Listen, rejection sucks. But I think the twist here is, like Breezy said, breakups are harder than ever, strictly because we live in a digital world.
Yeah.
We're all so connected online. Some people refuse to get rid of the photos and the posts on their feeds. So they're constantly reminded of the past.
Or they archive them so they can go back and look at them
right.
whenever they want.
Yeah, that's a recipe for
There's
disaster.
There's a secret folder. Like, you know, when it comes to now versus then, back then, like, if you had hard copy pictures of someone, you could just burn them, throw them away, or you could keep them, but they'd be in a little box somewhere. It's not like they're plastered all over your house, especially if you're trying to move on. When you went out somewhere, maybe you saw them, but 9 times out of 10, you didn't. And then you would have to come home and see if they called you and left a message on the answering machine, which 9 times out of 10, they probably didn't.
And if they, right, you're always running back home to the answering machine. Oh, simpler times. And if they didn't block you already, you're checking out where they are on Instagram and their stories, and you're going to that location. Don't do that. That's creepy. When I was in high school, first breakup was brutal. I was so heartbroken. I was listening to Boys to Men on repeat for weeks. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, I simply took the photos. I either put them in a box or threw them away.
Yeah.
That's how you move on. You got to stop torturing yourself. You got to delete the text messages. You got to delete the photos.
And I mean, back then, you would, you know, if your ex had moved on, you'd find that out through the grapevine maybe eventually, or maybe you wouldn't because you'd be so removed, they'd move away, whatever the case may be. Now, you're not just obsessed with your ex, you're obsessed with their new girlfriend. You're obsessed with who they're dating.
Yikes.
I mean, let's call yeah. it for what it is.
Yeah. Parents, are you more worried about your kids facing a breakup or going through a loss today than you were 10, 20 years ago? Like, do you think it's tougher for them because of the digital world we live in now? I got a couple texts coming in from a few minutes ago. Kara was messaging in and says, my son's first serious relationship ended last month, and I see him staring at his phone, watching her social, and I can tell he's stuck in it. I didn't have Instagram when I was his age, and I can't imagine how much harder it is for kids today. It's exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
JC says, what's up, guys? Good morning. Listen to what you're talking about. I see it both ways. It's harder when you're young because with fewer past relationships to compare to, the stakes feel much higher. But when you're older, it's easier because with all the dating apps and social media, people feel like they have way more options. So it softens the blow.
Yeah.
It's an interesting take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People do today feel like they have way more options. It's a huge reason why people have a hard time staying together.
These options are like a dime a dozen. Like, there's so many different apps that you can go on, but I feel, and I mean, anyone can listen to me say this and be like, you say you're getting married, but like, I just feel like they're very numbing. And I think that they're just, we're so addicted to the scroll, whether it be on Instagram, whether it be on Hinge, whether it be on this, whether it be on that. And it's such a superficial way to look at someone, whether it is you, them, whether it is you're like looking at their feed or their profile, Instagram, dating app, whatever. And are you actually in a position to be moving on? Like, did you have that conversation with yourself? Did you have that conversation with your therapist? Did you have that conversation with your friends of like, I am actually letting go? Like, I'm going through this right now with a friend who's spiraling about a breakup, and
yeah,
they're on a dating app and they're doing all the things, and a date has presented itself and they're like, I don't think I can do it. And it's like, okay, but like, you're wasting your time and everyone else's time being on this dating app then.
That's true.
That's how I view it.
Most people do it to fill a void.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're just trying to move on. Look, at the end of the day, guys, everyone heals at their own pace. This we know. Right. And you might not feel like it now, but one day you'll wake up, you're going to take a deep breath and be like, oh, wow, you know, this doesn't really hurt anymore. That's when you know you can now officially jump back on that dating app.
And like Moose, and like Moose said, the first cut is the deepest, like, because you have nothing to compare to. And you're like, I'm never going to find that again. And I'm never going to feel the same way that I did prior to this. You will.
Yeah.
You will.
It just concerns me. And I think about this, my niece, my nephews, yeah, what their first heartache is actually going to look like. And I, for whatever reason in my gut, I feel like it's going to be really tough.
It probably took me 2 years to get over the first person that I dated.
That's a long time.
Very long time.
Yeah. But like I said, we go at our own pace. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.